This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello. Welcome to another hour of the best of today. That is the best conversation. Hi, Doug Steffen here, presenting Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, who both have trending items for us. So where do we start? Alphabetically, let's see. H-I-J-K. So Horn comes first. Jennifer.
Did you count on your fingers on that one?
I got my toes and my fingers involved in that whole deal. Yes. Thank you, Victoria. All right, so Jennifer, what do you have that's trending?
Well, I have the teenage soccer team who is trapped in this cave system in northern Thailand. They are in this cave, and they'll be there for a while. They're almost a kilometer underground. Officials coordinating the rescue said that they won't attempt to even move in on them until sometime later in the week. The new video was released by the Thai Navy SEALs, and it shows the boys wrapped in foil blankets for warmth, and they speak up one by one. They're all in good health. They're all talking. There are even some smiles between the kids. They introduce themselves. They say, "I'm healthy." One says, "Thank you to everyone who is waiting for their rescue." There have been several solutions that have been considered since the team was found huddled in this cavern on Monday night. Rescuers are working on a plan to evacuate the boys, who are aged 11 to 16, and they have a 25-year-old coach with them. The problem is that the tunnels that they're stuck in are very narrow, and they are flooded. There are some solutions that say they may actually have to learn how to dive and wear full-face diving masks. There was a press conference this week in which the governor said it would be difficult to bring them out. He said he didn't want to provide an estimate on when they could be brought out and actually reunited with their families, but he did say that everyone is working hard to look for the best and the safest solution. To keep the boys' spirits up, authorities are attempting to set up phone lines inside the cave so that they can talk to their parents and have a connection to the outside world. However, so far, attempts to install the cables have been unsuccessful.
All right. Can we back up here a little bit?
Yeah.
How? So they went into this cave, supposedly, on what prompting? There was no water in the cave, apparently, when they first went in.
Right.
So how did they get in their heads, this would be a cool thing to do? Do we
it
have
was an outing with their
piece
coach.
Of it? Into, so the, there was a planned outing
yeah,
into this cave?
On Saturday, yeah. And and it just obviously went horribly awry. But the thing is, though, and like you said, Doug, they didn't wade through water that we know of, or at least if they did, it, was,
no.
It wasn't a lot of water. So at some point, the tide
it's
is going to have to... Oh, it is? I knew
yeah.
it was. There was a downpour, but I thought maybe the tide had something to do with this as well.
Well,
I could be
there have been a
know.
Couple of times that they've tried to lower the level of the water, but how do they? They don't have any masks. They don't have oxygen tanks. Or do they
well,
just
they
stay there? What do they
in,
have for food? How much food have they got? Or can they get more food? Because they could be there for a long time until the water level goes down.
And I think yeah. the professionals, like the military and the officials, the law that is there, is supposed to be diving in supplies to them, too.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that these boys, because they're 11 to 16, a lot of them don't
yeah.
know how to dive. And
right.
so they're trying to figure out logistically how to safely get them out of there. Because that would be the tragedy. If they were safe inside this cave and then on the rescue, that's when something went
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah. All right, quite a drama. Okay, Victoria, what do you have that's trending?
Well, some sad drama and some sad news for Tina Turner. Her firstborn son, Craig Turner, has died of an apparent suicide in
wow.
his Studio City, California home. He was found there by the police. An autopsy is pending. He worked in real estate. He was Tina Turner's firstborn son. He was born when she was 18, and she was not married to, but she was with a saxophonist at the time named Raymond Hill. That's his father. And then Craig was adopted by Ike Turner when they got married in 1962. He apparently was with Tina throughout all the horrible physical abuse implemented by Ike Turner.
The Ike years.
The Ike years, yeah. And so Tina, after the fact, had talked about Craig and said he was a very emotional kid. And obviously from what he saw his mother going through, that was, I'm sure, had a huge impact on him. Tina and Ike Turner divorced in 1978, and then she's been with her now husband. He's a music producer. He's German. His name's Erwin Bach, so they are literally Bach and Turner. They've been together for nearly 30 years, and unfortunately, on Tuesday night, Tina Turner and her husband were in Paris attending a Giorgio Armani party, and that's when her son took his life. So she has not released a statement yet, but I'm sure this is, you know, a tragic event in their family.
Bach and Turner Overdrive.
Right.
Right. Those of you who don't get it, there's a group, Bachman.
That's why I said they're literally Bach and Turner, yeah.
Got it. Thank you very much, Victoria.
Hey, that was a joke just for you, Dudley.
Thank you. Very cute. All right. So here's some travel news. I find this to be interesting, because I travel a lot and I think about the people. I don't let myself get into a situation unless I have no control over it. And that's not often, because you pick your seat. You know, like a couple of weeks ago, I had to go to Martha's Vineyard on a puddle jumper, and it was okay because I could sort of pick my seat. But the seats are different depending on where you sit in the plane. Not usually the case, although some of the airlines now give you more leg room, whatever they call it. Their gimmick is to give you 6 or 7 inches more. And it's...
Yeah, you get to pay so that you don't get blood clots. It's
perfect. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Thank you, air travel.
But the FAA has said this week that it will not regulate airline seating because evacuation tests prove there's enough room to maneuver. Now, how many of you have complained about cramped quarters in planes? Oh. And you can, but the airlines will tell you. You can make your decision, buy for $40 or $50 a better seat in a better part of the plane. We're giving you choices. You want a cheap seat, then you get what you pay for. You want a more expensive seat, you get a more comfortable circumstance. And so the FlyersRights.org group that challenged the FAA in the Court of Appeals were concerned that these seats prevent evacuations. That was their goal to prove, and they couldn't prove it. So anyway... they claim they have not, the airlines haven't conducted full scale evacuation tests. And this would...
In decades, that's the key phrase there. They haven't done it in decades. If you think about even 10 years ago, 20 years ago, the amount of leg room that seats had in coach. Mm-hmm. And if you think about what it is now, I'm 5'9". My knees are completely inside the pocket.
That's the issue, is that people are getting bigger and the seats and the leg space are getting smaller, which is not good.
Right. So,
yeah,
and I'm wondering,
has disappeared on planes.
Completely.
Ugh, it's crazy.
To go one step further with this sort of thing, I don't get this, but I don't have a love of Southwest like some people do. The most valued airline brand is Southwest, according to a poll surveying 77,000 customers over the age of 15. So and this is not just for airlines, actually. This is 3,000 brands in a variety of categories that have significant operations here in our country. The study looked at how these businesses impact consumers with three different variables: your familiarity with the product, the quality of the product, and consideration of whether you would use it again. And Southwest is brand of the year and value airline in that category. I don't see that. I don't get that Southwest, frankly, is any different than any other airline anymore. Used to be different, but now the planes are crowded, the seats are close together, anyway.
Maybe people feel like they just get more money for their buck. I don't. I've
you
never
don't anymore.
Southwest, so I don't.
You
know.
Don't. The prices are the same on Southwest. You can quote any long haul. For example, I keep my eye on what the price is to go to Boston, from Boston to Los Angeles, because I do it very frequently. And the prices on American usually are the least, but it all depends on when you're flying. And it isn't, like, if you can pick a time of the day, I just, for the heck of it, to keep myself tuned in, I checked United versus American on my trip in a couple of weeks out to L.A. And United turned out to be more expensive by about $40 for the same thing. You got to make sure that you're comparing apples to apples, too, because there's different seats.
Yeah, but one thing that's certain is that Southwest is not where you go to get discounted seats anymore. It used to be.
No.
Maybe if you're if you have a lot of advance notice and you get some of their the few fares that they discount really early on, their getaway fares, you can save some money. But the only thing for Southwest that I think that they have going for it is that you don't have to pay for baggage. I think you get 2 free bags.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just the ease of getting on and off for short hauls. Plus, the 737, we talk about legroom. Even though it seems like it's a smaller flight, you're still getting a little more legroom than you are in some of the newer planes, I think. It's just...
Well, they're still making the 737. And the most complaints, it's interesting you say that, most complaints ever received by the FAA in terms of what we were just talking about, the test to see whether or not you can get out of a plane safely in the room, in the plane, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The most complaints they've ever had have been focused on this new 737 is called the Neo, the one that you hear about the bathroom being half the size that it was. They have literally.
I think Southwest maybe has the older 737. So
well, they have newer one. They have the 800, but they're getting what the 737 has been reconfigured. There are two new models called. One of them is called the Max, the 737 Max, which really really crams people, and the Max means maximum seating, and that's why people need to know what they're getting into. When you're signing up for a flight and you want to find out whether you're going to be comfortable, find out about the plane. Ask questions about what's the plane, what kind of a plane am I going to be riding in, and what's the seating in the plane. That's a very important thing if you got any medical situations to consider at all. 19 past the hour.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? Are you drinking a lot of coffee or tea? Maybe you drink too much red wine, or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck them. I'm going to give you a 5-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied, using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. A couple of minutes, and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJV show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rules, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you can spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wedges, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
You have
have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
About you, but I've missed House of Cards.
There was something about it. I didn't follow it at first, and then we really got into it. And on the day it dropped, I think it was last year, the year before, Meredith watched the whole thing from beginning to end, and then I would watch. It was a good show. It's all over. All right, speaking of Kevin Spacey, Scotland Yard says they are investigating accusations of these assaults made not by one, but by 3 men who came forward a couple of months ago. And this would bring the known total of accusers to 6, at least in England. Australian actor Guy Pearce, who appeared with Spacey in the film L.A. Confidential, stunned an audience this week when he suggested that Spacey had groped him during the filming of that movie. In an interview with a talk host, Pierce, who is now 50, you all know, you'd recognize him in a second.
Oh, yeah, he's a great actor, yeah.
Said it was slightly difficult to star opposite Spacey because he was handsy. He said, luckily I was 29, not 14, but the audience really was taken aback. The threat of criminal prosecution against Spacey, Los Angeles, Nantucket, London, and now his legal woes may have doubled. There is no statute of limitations on sex crimes in England. So it was 2004 to 2015 when he was at the Old Vic. Anyway, I imagine that whatever went on must have gone on up in that apartment. Anyway, no charges have been filed against Spacey anywhere other than in England, I don't think. There's some guy in a bar in Nantucket that accused him of sexual assault a couple of years ago.
The sad thing for me is that these people are so multifaceted. I've had the opportunity to meet Bill Cosby, and it was a weird incident, but it was still one where he was nice. And for me, my most favorite interview, and I have interviewed a million celebrities, was Kevin Spacey. He was likable and humble and so interesting to talk to, and yet that person is still capable of what we're hearing, and it's just... It's,
you never know.
It makes it much easier when a villain is a villain is a villain. And, life is
bad guys are hard to spot these days. You're right. All right, let's get to something that's fun. The soundtrack from Mamma Mia is beginning to trickle out. I'm still confused whether it is...
Doug is confused by the plot of Mamma Mia.
No, I'm not. Yeah, that's... No, I'm confused whether it is, in fact, Cher in the movie.
Yes,
and
Cher is 100%
and Meryl Streep is not in the movie.
Meryl Streep is also in the movie.
Oh, all right.
But I don't believe that they interact with each other.
Got it. Okay.
They're never on screen at the same time. What does that tell you?
So it could be the same person. Yes. All right. Let's see here. This is very interesting. Well, Andy Garcia is in this movie along with the three fathers. So what role does Andy Garcia play?
He plays Fernando.
Fernando.
Yeah.
But Fernando is who? Cher plays Ruby Sheridan, who's the mother of Donna, played by Meryl Streep. And Garcia plays Fernando. And Fernando, who's Fernando? Fernando.
We don't know. We haven't seen the movie yet. So he's a character named Fernando, which is why they put this song out.
Yeah.
And this is Cher obviously singing, and apparently Andy Garcia is whispering somewhere on it. It's billed as a duet, but you don't hear a lot of him. She's obviously carrying the song.
Well, Andy Garcia is not exactly known for his singing.
Yeah, I guess not. Let's not ask for more at this point.
Yeah. I just think this would be a fun romp. And this kind of the first movie was really good, I thought. The first Mamma Mia. What they called it the first time?
Mamma Mia.
Yeah. All right, so that's the story. Disjointed as it may seem, little bits and pieces of the music from the movie are being released. That's the bottom line. 29 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Do traffic lights drive you crazy? Audi is launching a new traffic light information system in their cars. This appears automatically on the dash to tell drivers when the light is about to change. A recent study shows that it can increase safety and fuel economy. The system is also able to feed information into the traffic light system about congestion, allowing lights to recalibrate to manage traffic flows better. The system is not yet available in every city. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. At the White House, they celebrated the 4th of July as President Trump hosted American military families.
The men, the women of the United States military, these are our finest. Thank you very much.
A 4th of July protest on Liberty Island led to its evacuation. One woman who climbed the base of the statue was escorted down by New York City police after a four-hour standoff. Annette Guidino with the activist group Rise and Resist says they were there to put the focus on immigration.
We went out there to bring a really clear message that we oppose the immigration policies of this administration, the tearing apart of families, the militarization of the border, and it stands against everything that the 4th of July and the Statue of Liberty stands for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The hour now, lots of energy and excitement as we focus on what's going on in the world around us on the DJV show. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is at our controls. I was noticing the story, the international things, the Russia thing. Oh my God. On the countdown every week that we do, a lot of participation from the folks on this program, the Talkers Countdown. The investigation is usually number three or number four, and you wonder what's really new here. And apparently there are a couple of new twists and wrinkles in this week. The finding that Russia actually was trying to push the interests of Donald Trump seems to be what the Senate thinks, even though the House doesn't agree or hasn't so far. Jennifer, you are usually closer to these things than anybody else, but what I get from kind of reading between the lines is that Vlad was trying to help the Donald, is it why he won? See, the suggestion from the Democrats is that that's why he won. Is it?
Right. No, it's because Trump outworked Hillary Clinton in like four states. That's why that was the difference. Look, they and everybody who's said this, the House and the Senate both have said that while Russia has meddled in our intelligence community, really, actually, you could add them in. Even though Russia meddled in the election, it did not determine an outcome. By meddling, they're talking about running internet ads, working on social media platforms, and Trump's supposed to.
So how can they say
with this is supposed to be on the this is supposed to be on the table is how Russia inserts itself into other countries' elections, not just ours.
Right.
We do it, by the way. In fact, I think Obama took a lot of heat when America got involved in the last election in Israel when Bibi Netanyahu was running.
Mm. All right. So how, though, with definitive accuracy, can they say either it was or wasn't influential in the outcome?
I don't know. That's what the intelligence community say, that it's,
but
this was
they
about...
talking to American voters?
Okay, no, but I think what they're trying to say is that vote counting, all of those things were not hacked during the election. Now,
no.
Maybe people's minds
but
were changed.
Influence peddling was there. It was
influence peddling, for sure. And that happens in every single election. I thought it was interesting. So along with the Senate saying that it did help Trump, the House saying it didn't, there was a federal judge who on Tuesday tossed a lawsuit out claiming that the Trump campaign and Roger Stone colluded with WikiLeaks and the Russian government. They said that there was not enough, that the rulings or the allegations of conspiracy were insubstantial to proceed in a court. Look, if there was anything that is going to come from this, you're going to hear from Mueller about it. You know, I'm not even going to go that far. I don't think that there's anything, because I think we would have heard about it by now. We're already a year and almost a half into this investigation. Mm. But the Mueller report's supposed to be out at the end of summer, perhaps before the midterm election. So we'll know soon enough whether or not there was any collusion. It's very difficult legally, though, to prove that there was wrongdoing, because collusion is not by itself a crime. You hear everybody talking about collusion. It's conspiracy that's an actual crime. And so that's an extra level of another burden of proof for prosecutors to prove that there was collusion in the first place, and then that there was, beyond that, an attempt to conspire with an outside source.
Okay.
I think Don Jr. had given, I think he had given some documents or tried to leak stuff to WikiLeaks. I think that's probably the connection with WikiLeaks. I don't know that it went further than that. Roger Stone had said, oh, there's going to be something big with WikiLeaks, because he loves Julian Assange. Roger Stone is strange. He loves all of this weird stuff. He loves Julian Assange. And so they're saying that because Trump in a rally speech said, oh, watch out, there's going to be more news about Hillary Clinton, that he was alluding to WikiLeaks. And I think that's very difficult to prove.
I think the best thing that's come of all of this, though, and I think all Americans would agree, that the best thing to happen is to know what Russia's doing and to prevent this happening in the future. Now, look what happened to Facebook. Facebook has had to completely restructure their entire organization based on a lot of these findings. And Cambridge Analytica, they're involved in Brexit, too. They weren't just involved with the Trump campaign here in the U.S. with the election. They were with the pro-Brexit people over in England. So, you know, that company is now disbanded and they're gone. So I think there are a lot of good things that have come from all of this to safeguard our own elections.
Well, what really has come out of it is hopefully people who are paying attention, understanding how much you're getting played by various entities. And it isn't just in politics. It's in your everyday life. What kind of a car do you drive? Or what kind of bedding do you have? Anything. You're getting played unless you use your head. Weigh the advertising, if you will, and get results. One of the great things about the era that we're in is you can look at what other people just like you say about the product it is that you're considering buying. You can always get those reviews. And in a sense, politics is a consumer sport. You are consuming information. You're making up your mind on what to buy, because that's really what you're doing. You're buying a political party. You're buying a philosophy. You're buying a person. You're buying access, I guess, in a manner of speaking. That's all. It's very sophisticated. Very sophisticated because of the tools that we have available to us now. So if you're not using the sophisticated approach to decide, they've used that, the people who are selling to you have used a very sophisticated approach to get you to buy or to listen or to do something. And if you're not as sophisticated in return, then chances are you're going to get jobbed. That's, you know, that's what's happened here. We've gotten jobbed. The Russians are pretty smart, mostly because they have Edward Snowden over there. If he weren't there, I don't think they'd be doing much of any of this stuff. Certainly not to the extent that they are. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Walmart is selling Impeach 45 and Impeach Trump apparel for babies and adults. I guess this is America, and it ought to be that you can sell whatever you want. I think it's in very poor taste. However, there are so many people that just are so angry about Trump, they think this is amusing. And now there's social media trying to, there's sort of a backlash.
Well, the funny thing is that they also sell Make America Great Again shirts.
Yeah.
So basically Walmart is just trying to profit off of every group of people out
the
there.
The question will be which one outsells the other, right? Will that be some indicator as to how the midterms will go or 2020 will go?
I think it's just an indicator of who shops at Walmart.
Who goes to Walmart? I think you're right.
Well, I think, and then the one that I found, which was polled, and see, Walmart doesn't make any of these. They have all these third-party sellers on their retail sites
online.
They're
all made in China, too, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything at Walmart comes out of China.
Last November, they sold a shirt that read, quote, rope, period, tree, period, journalist, period, some assembly required.
That's suggesting you hang journalists.
That's horrific.
It was pulled, though.
But someone put it up on the site.
So obviously, whoever they're working with, these, you know, third party vendors, they're obviously not doing any kind of vetting of what they're selling. Which, if you're going to put your name
on
something,
on purpose, and they don't.
Hello, it's Walmart.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
But there's a very easy solution. T-shirts with slogans on them are super tacky, so just don't wear them, and the problem solved.
Wait, hold on a minute. We have Eastleigh Farms T-shirts.
Super
Eastleigh Farm T-shirts,
yep.
Moolicious ice cream. We should put I'm going to post a
picture
of it. I
made Jeff throw out all of his printed T-shirts because I just couldn't handle them.
Solid.
Yeah. So there's T-shirts is all that really.
Yeah.
This is a very easy problem to solve, America.
Really?
He had a shirt. He would laugh if I told you this because he still sleeps in it. But Jeff had a shirt that when I saw him walking towards me, I thought it said Gay Finder. And I was like,
what?
That's one way to advertise.
I'm like, are you trying to tell me something? Like, what is a gay
finder? So what did
it
really
say? Gryffindor with a Harry Potter shirt. I'm like, oh, that's got to go. Out the door. No Harry Potter shirt.
I wear the old T-shirts on the farm. You can see me wearing
pictures of me. Well, if you're working outdoors, that's different. Yeah. If you're doing yard work, then all of your slogan tees, that's where you apply them. But you do not wear them in public. Like, no. It's just an absolute hard no.
I'm in public when I'm on the farm, to a point.
Because let me tell you, wearing a Gay Finder shirt out to dinner, people I think having a T-shirt that says Gay Finder is actually, fashion-wise, better than being an adult man wearing a Gryffindor T-shirt.
Gryffindor, I'd agree. I'd rather him do, like, a millennial Gay Finder shirt.
Right.
Or Harry Potter.
And leave it open to interpretation. But Gryffindor, wow.
Wow is right for a buck.
You love Harry Potter.
On the DJV show.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Shop Lowe's 4th of July savings all week for great deals to update your home inside and out. Refresh your walls or renew your deck with $10 to $40 off select paint, primer, and stains. And if you're looking for a major upgrade, get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7-Eleven. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you just ran out of ink, your local Staples has your ink in stock and priced low. If you're about to run out of ink, Staples has your ink in stock and priced low. If the last thing you can afford is to run out of ink, your local Staples has your ink in stock and priced low. We're so sure you'll find your ink or toner in stock that if you don't, you get it for $10 off and delivered free. Always in stock, always priced low. Your local Staples store is your ink and toner authority.
Applies to ink and toner regularly stocked in store only. One $10 discount per customer.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
It's summer, and that means entertaining. And what better way to throw a party than with music and party lights from, say, something like the Sony XB7 Party Boombox. Carl Warminiak is from Sony.
What's cool about this piece is the fact that it's got real big room-filling sound. So it's got two large subwoofer drivers built into it, fantastic bass. It's part of our extra bass lineup of speakers. But it's got great connectivity with Bluetooth and NFC, so if you have an Android device, you can quickly tap to it and be able to play music. And the ability to be able to, you know, have any of your guests easily connect to this device and be able to play their favorite music. And the addition of the lights really kind of creates a party on the go atmosphere.
Check out Sony's XB7 Party Boombox at Sony.net. The XB7 Extra Bass Audio System costs $199.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy, and you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, I'm trying to figure this business out. When we put stories together oftentimes, some of us, we collaborate and put pieces together, and sometimes I just I launch out on my own. Thus is the story of this mother in Michigan whose son today is on life support. She revealed a story as to how her boss said there was no reason for her to ask for the day off. Listen to this. Lady's name is Crystal Fisher. She shared this week some screenshots of messages between her boss and her. She said she wouldn't be able to come to work at a food mart until her son was off life support. And instead of responding with some sort of empathy, the boss said, "That isn't how we do things, so I'll accept that you're quitting." And
what?
Then the mother responds, "Okay, so how do we do things when my child is on life support? I never said I was quitting, so I take that you're firing me?" And Ms. Fisher told her supervisor she'd given her 48 hours notice. The boss remained unmoved. Quote, "I will not get into it with you here, but I've been more than accommodating during this week, allowing schedule changes. There is no reason you can't work, and I will not tolerate drama. End of conversation. If you aren't there to work your shift tomorrow, then I'll take that you've quit." And then the mother texts back, "Okay, this is not an eye doctor appointment or a dentist appointment. This is my child on life support." And so the conversation goes back on. "I'll be in contact with corporate. I've never quit my job." This is the PS Food Mart Company. They posted a message. "We'd like to follow up on the issue brought to your attention." Anyway, it's a mess. It's stupid.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or caller order line 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now 53 past the hour, time for our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show, heard every week on lots of fabulous radio stations around the country. His website, petshow.com. Also, the ingredients for his, he's got a special proprietary brand called Hugs and Kisses of minerals, vitamins for dogs, and a separate for cats. I guess because cats have different needs than dogs, right? They have different emotional needs. They have different physical needs, psychological needs. Cats are just a mess. And so you got to give them a little bit more of the what for, right? Isn't that how it works?
Cats are just the best. That's a new bumper sticker.
That's it. So there are campaigners for workers' rights who, they work on trying to get more for less. That sort of thing happens. There are some provisions now being made for workers who have new dogs. For example, where Victoria is in New York City, companies are offering paid leave for employees in the first blush of pet ownership. It's called paternity leave. Get it?
Love that.
Paternity leave gives owners time with their new pets. It's very interesting to see how this stuff comes to be. Pet, not just another member of the family, and so this policy ensures a level playing field for workers, whether they had acquired a dog or a child. So what do you think about that, Warren?
Well, here's
that
the reasoning behind it. Millennials are getting married much later. And therefore, they're living by themselves or with friends, and they get a dog or a cat, and this dog or cat actually becomes their soulmate. And they love this dog, and they love their cat. And so basically, what happens is when the dog is sick, or they get a new puppy, or if, God forbid, the puppy is giving birth, that's just what we need is more puppies, they can actually take time off, I think, or time off for grieving. A lot of companies will actually offer time off for grieving of a pet as well. I think it's a great idea. I think that people that have a dog or have a cat, it's part of their family, and they should have some time off to give the animal the ability to adjust. I really believe that.
You know, to carry that one step further, Warren, there are any number of animal lawsuits going on right now, going to a judge. Pet owners are trying to either get possession, custody, I guess is the better, possession, custody of the animal if they're going through a divorce. And then there are other people who are going to court to get justice for animals that are not being well taken care of.
Look at the divorce case. Give me an example. I have gone to court at least a dozen times in my career to testify on behalf of one patient, a client or another client. And the reason is the judge would call me in. Let's say there's a lawsuit and they have a golden retriever. The husband wants the dog. The wife wants the dog. In many cases, what turns out is that one person doesn't really want the dog. They just don't want the other person to have the dog. So it becomes a vendetta against the other dog. So the judge would call me in and say, listen, will you work with the dog, watch the dog with the individuals, and see who you believe the dog, in fact, would be better off with. And I think that's a great idea because, sometimes what happens is it's not that they want the dog. They're just so angry and full of hate, they just don't want the other person to have the dog. And they take it out on the dog, and the dog suffers.
Well, but the courts apparently, Warren, are beginning to realize that the bond between humans and animals is very powerful, and it needs to be supported. But there's also, beside that, there are a number of malpractice suits. Lawyers are specializing, if you can imagine this, in veterinary malpractice suits and pet cruelty cases and landlord-tenant disputes over animals being allowed in buildings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I find this very interesting that more and more pets and their owners and the circumstances in which they live are being adjudicated. I think that's.
I think it's about time. I think that
animal cruelty cases, that sort of thing, it's a felony in 40 states.
Well, actually, I believe on Long Island was the first place, and now there are other cities that do this as well. Just like you have a sex offenders list, they now have an animal abusers offenders list in many cities, in many states. I think L.A. is one of them. I think New York is one of them. New York City has it, where if a person is accused of abusing animals, they go on a list, and therefore they, I don't know how good the list is, but the bottom line is it prevents them from adopting or getting another dog, supposedly. The courts are taking it seriously.
I think you got involved in this. Bob Barker, the old host of The Price is Right, very, very interested in animal rights. He started this 25, 30 years ago, he gave $1 million to study animal cruelty at UCLA and get programs started so that people would be more aware of how to better take care of their dogs, their cats, their pets.
You're an amazing guy. I had the opportunity of working with and speaking with Bob Barker many times. He's an incredible guy. But, people that have pets should have the same rights as anyone else. And the right to have a pet means that the pet has to be treated
responsibility.
Properly. Absolutely, yes. Right. I'm glad to see that the courts are taking it more seriously. And maybe by taking it more seriously, there'll be less animal abuse. That's what I'm hoping.
There you go. Word to the wise. Warren Eckstein. Check out his pet show at petshow.com. 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.